Welcome to the Sunnydale Diaries, a podcast where I, Sean, and my friend Melanie,
hey, meat pie,
are watching every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and discussing them and their related themes. Today, we will be talking about episode 5 from season 2, Reptile Boy.
Mm-hmm.
We're like almost 25% of the way through season already.
What a wild ride.
I feel like it just started season 2.
Me too. We're deep in it.
We are deep. So there is some drinking in this episode.
Yes.
Some alcohol.
Yes. Teenage drinking.
Yeah, not a good thing.
A very special episode. Oh, there's some adult themes in this one.
There are. Yeah. We're definitely going to touch on those.
But let's talk about the fun parts of it.
Yeah.
The fun parts of underage drinking.
Sure.
How old were you when you first had your first alcoholic drink?
I think I was 19. Maybe 18.
What a good boy.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't hanging around with the right... No, you know what? Now that I think about it, I just remembered. I was 18.
Okay.
I think the first thing, it was a shot of vodka in my friend Tracy Sticks' apartment. And I remember she gave me the shot glass. And I sipped it. And she's like, don't sip it. I don't know.
Like it was a cordial.
Yeah. and of course, thought it was gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was like probably the first time I had a drink. Another time I remember, probably like a couple of months later, I ran into some people that I went to high school with, some girls. They came to the supermarket I was working at. And they said, you know, come over when you're done working. And they had Bud Light and wine coolers. So I'm sure you know which one I went for.
Yeah.
Which one?
Same one I would have gone for. The wine coolers.
Exactly. Yeah. I think I had like half of one.
When I was little, I mean, well, you know, my dad had problems. But but it was always just, you know, we were curious, of course. And my dad would say, well, just wet your lips with it. My dad was a scotch drinker. Wet your lips. And so I was probably little when I tasted it. Of course, it was disgusting to me then.
Yeah.
Now, the first time I drank and enjoyed it, I was probably 16, 15 on a cruise with my parents. And my mom said, you know, you're in international waters.
There are no rules.
There's no rules. You can have a drink. And she said, I don't know what to try. And she said, slow gin fizz. You ever had a slow gin fizz?
No, although I only found out recently it's spelled S-L-O-E.
Yes. Yes. And it's very sweet. So that was it. And
you know what's in it?
Besides slow gin?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Something fizzy.
Yeah, something fizzy. Okay. Oh, man. All right. So I'm going to have to look it up. But also, let's see. When my parents went away once, I had my friends over. I was probably 16, 17.
Oh.
And... there was a lot of Kahlua flowing that weekend, I think. Because that was, you know, that's another very sweet drink. That's what you drink when you're that age.
Yeah, that's
sweet.
That's what opens the door.
Ooh, yeah.
Does your mom know about that?
I don't know if she knows about that. I remember I was like, when they came home from wherever they were that weekend, I was hungover. If not still a little drunk, I was at least hungover because I was drinking like, what is it? White Russians? Like the vodka? Not yet.
Yeah.
Kahlua.
I think that's... Can I have some vodka in it? Milk or cream?
Milk.
Cool.
Yeah. 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 And then the first time I ever got drunk so much that I got sick, my mom does know this, was at a party at my friend's house, and they had wine coolers, Bartles and James.
Bartles and James.
I was pounding those things. And, you know, all the sugar in those things. Mm-hmm. Which you're remembering back now. And I was just laughing, having a great time.
It's great what's going on.
Until I was driving home. My friend was driving me home.
Okay.
I was in the passenger seat, had my head out the window.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, this is not good. And as soon as I walked in the house, I knew I was going to be sick. And I actually, my mom woke up and she came in and held my hair for me. And she said, this is it. This is the only time I'm going to do this for you. And I said, you'll never have to do this again. I'm never drinking again.
I can attest to the fact that is not true.
That I have had a drink since then. Yes, I have.
The first time I got drunk, my friend Azad, I think she listens. she had a dorm on campus and she was having a little get together and she had beers. Heineken's.
Ooh.
So that was my first beer, and I probably drank three, I think.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm a lightweight.
Yeah.
Imagine Sean drinking his first beers.
Oh, man.
Lightweight.
Alcohol. I have an audio recording of myself and my roommate of my first year of college getting drunk, progressively drunker and drunker. So much so that we both French kissed our RA at some point in the hallway. We were so
Wow.
drunk. It was like the first week of school or something, and we were just having a great time. Crazy.
When I was at orientation for college, it was like a 3-day thing over the summer. Like, we actually stayed over in the dorms. And the first night, some people brought some alcohol
Yeah.
and they were drinking, they got caught. So,
Oh.
like, the school year didn't even start
Oh,
yet. And, I mean, I don't know if any of them, like, permanently ever had, like, they weren't kicked out or anything, but
it did, went on their permanent
I'm
record,
sure it did. I'm
I
sure there were some infractions noted.
Yeah. What about like bad scenes with alcohol? Like in this episode, there's some bad stuff that happens. Like, have you ever been roofied?
I believe I was a couple of years, pretty recently, within the last 5 years. My husband and I were at a bar, and then we were at home. We didn't drive. We always Uber when
Yeah.
we're going to go and have a drink. But we woke up in our bed and remembered nothing,
Both of you.
both of us. I don't black out. I am, things may be fuzzy, but as you remind me of the details, they become
That come
clear.
back.
I remembered nothing, and
Wow,
that
that's
was
scary.
scary.
That's scary. I bet it's happened to a lot more people than realize it. Like, I bet people just think somehow they got really drunk. But yeah, it did happen to me once in a club in Tampa, and I had only had like one or two drinks, and then I was like so out of my mind drunk, but it wasn't like a drunk feeling. And my friends had to help me down the stairs to get out of the place, and I don't remember much. I just remember crying. I was so scared at how I felt about it. And yeah, that's scary stuff. You gotta be careful.
That, when it happened to me, same thing. It was two drinks.
Yeah.
And, I'm definitely not a heavy drinker, but normally I
But
can
you know what
handle.
two drinks feels like,
Yes.
and you know when it's not right.
Right.
Yeah. Be careful out there, kids, fellow 50-year-olds. Be careful.
Have you ever had moonshine? Like, authentic, real moonshine?
No, I've had like the moonshine you buy in Gatlinburg at the,
Okay.
I don't think that's real moonshine, but you?
Once.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know if I ever told you about this. It was from my first Florida job. Somebody was having a get together, and I had a shot of it.
Yeah.
And
The like
suddenly,
lighter fluid. Yeah.
And not blacked out, but everything was very, very hazy.
Oh, wow.
And then a director from my job had pushed me in the bathroom and was kissing me.
What?
Yeah.
HR.
Well, I had just submitted a requisition to transfer back to that
Oh.
department. I took
To
that
that
back to
department?
that
Oh,
department. I took
man.
that back.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, the closest thing I've ever had to that moonshine would be like hunch punch, like great alcohol at a frat party, which transitions into the other thing this episode is about, fraternities. You weren't in a fraternity.
No.
I wasn't in a sorority. I did, my sweet mates of my first year in college went through the whole rush process and all that, and ugh, I didn't like it.
Yeah, I just don't. It wasn't really a consideration for me. It was just like,
No,
no, I don't want to
me
do that.
either. Yeah.
I remember there was
A lot of money.
one, yeah, a lot of money.
Yeah.
I remember there was one on campus where, like, if the guys rush.
Yeah.
Okay, not just a girl thing.
No.
Like, anytime they were walking around campus, they basically, like, had to, I wouldn't even call it march, but just, like, stomp. It was like you had to bring attention to them so everybody
Wow.
would look and
Yeah.
laugh, I
Yeah.
guess. But, like, walking, like, through the lecture, it was, that's what comes to mind.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I don't think we had any, like, fraternity houses on campus. They
Oh,
were
yeah.
all off campus.
Oh.
But I remember one, like, being like, oh, you got to go to the Delta Sigma Chi. Like, anything like that.
So you never went to a frat party? Did you go to frat parties?
I went to a lot of parties in college. I'm sure some of them were frat parties.
Oh. I don't think
It's
I went to a lot of
college.
parties. Yeah, I didn't. My first 2 years, I did not. I did go to a couple frat parties because my roommate was friends with some frat guys. And I went to one toga party and I went to a pool party. There was Hunch Punch, at least one of those. I don't remember a lot of them. I do remember that I was like, you know, an hour or so in, I was like, I need to go. It wasn't for me. Yeah, some craziness, I guess. Okay. And some hazing. I don't think that's so much a thing anymore. There's like laws and stuff.
Yeah, that's every time I read an article about that, it's just sad.
It is
so unnecessary.
Yeah.
All right, Tyler, bring it back to the lightheartedness.
Yes.
What is your favorite memory of me being inebriated?
Oh.
There's a lot to choose from.
Yeah, no. It's got to be your house party. And was it the first house party I went to?
Yeah, 2012. At your house? Christmas of 2012.
Christmas, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do.
And you were so drunk, but you were having so much fun. That was a fun party. We were all having fun. That's one of the few parties that I actually stayed like late until almost everybody was gone. There was just a very small group of us left down by the fire
pit. Yeah, yeah, it was going after midnight.
Yeah. But yes, you were very drunk and you were singing funny songs, and I still like to tease you about it. And
it's only 11:37.
It's only 11:37. I did have a video of that at some point.
I'm sure it's on my Google.
I don't know. And then also you were talking about you made me a T-shirt of it.
Yes.
We were talking about a very famous adult movie that was filmed here in Tampa called Pirates. And we were talking about that, and you were being very funny about it.
Yes.
That's my favorite memory of you being inebriated.
Okay.
All right. Your turn.
It was pretty recent. I think within the last year, we had gone to Safety Harbor.
Yeah.
And you had gotten, the one at the street festival,
oh,
you've gotten
the margaritas.
And you were drunk. And we went it was past dinner. I think we went like for a late snack or something, but you were just silly. And the car ride was silly.
We were in several Ubers that night. Going different places.
Yes, I was showing you things on my phone, and you're like, too much. I got to go with that one.
That was fun. That Safety Harbor Festival is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I went with my husband once, and I had that margarita that place made, and I was so drunk. And so then the next, it was like a third Friday thing. Mm-hmm. The next month, I was like, Sean, we got to go back.
Yes.
Get the margaritas.
I'll go again. I like that.
That was fun. Yeah.
The night of that party, I was drinking Crown Maple.
God, you remember Crown Maple? Oh, it was so good.
It was so good. But man, that next
so
day,
good.
I was hurting. It was bad.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of Crown flavors now. There's Crown Apple.
No.
And a few. I think maybe a bunch
of
Crown.
None of them are going to be as good as that. Maple.
That
oh, it was so good.
So good. You know what is not good?
No.
A lot of the behavior in this episode.
This is true. Nice segue.
Sure. It's what I do. Episode 5. Reptile Boy. You start out with a Bollywood movie.
Yeah. What's that about?
Yeah.
It was like a little slumber party.
Well,
and they're all hanging around there watching this Bollywood movie. And Buffy is fake braiding Willow's hair. She just keeps twisting the same bit of hair over and over again.
But Xander was too.
It's on the other side. Yeah. I don't know. It's a little weird. And Willow was fake eating a pretzel rod.
I didn't notice. You always notice the fake eating.
And it annoys me so much. I mean, I guess there's a practicality to that. You know, how many takes do they have to do? They can't be eating,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
10 takes. That would be so many pretzel rods.
Xander did with the Twinkies.
Yeah, hopefully that was like one take.
I thought you
I did. I looked it up. It was many takes. But he's committed.
I think next time that we're over at your house, we should both start playing with your husband's hair.
He doesn't have any hair.
A little bit of stubble.
All right, yeah. We'll both sit behind him, just kind of rub the short hair. He does. I tease him because like he's got, you know, on his legs. He doesn't have a lot of hair on his legs.
We've
talked about this.
Yeah, because you were feeling mine and I felt it was
yeah,
weird.
You've got very hairy legs. He does not. No, it's funny. Okay.
Willow's wearing overalls.
I didn't notice.
Yeah. I think she's cute.
I like an overall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're talking about what to do that night. And
because there's a lull.
There is a lull.
Things are quiet in Sunnydale.
Nice
even though it's not summer break.
No. So apparently, you know what I mean? People take lots of vacations, or they would like to. I guess vampires take
the monsters do too
throughout the year.
Yeah,
Willis suggests maybe go on the Brahms and sneaking in their own tea bags and asking for hot water, because that's what you do at the club. Have some tea.
Tea and pastries. That's what we do at the Brahms.
And then we run into, well, we don't run into, a girl runs into.
She, man, that chick jumps out of that house.
Through the window.
She jumps out and takes off running. She was very athletic.
Yes. Yeah, she was moving.
Here's another pet peeve I have, though. If you're running for mm-hmm. your life, mm-hmm. there's things behind you that are going to cause you harm, or at least you think they are. Mm-hmm. You don't, like, take the time to run and look That's back. You just, man, you just keep it. Running.
Yeah.
And luckily, she had on sneakers, and she was good, and she got up over that wall.
Mm-hmm.
I was very impressed with her athleticism.
The chase went on longer than I thought it would.
It did.
Because I was kind of, like, half paying attention at that part.
I mean, I had to go through the cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Did you think that
everything borders the cemetery in this town?
Yeah, it's like the center of the town. It's a big cemetery. Do you think that whatever that building was, like, I thought maybe that was like a part of the school, just a different angle, just like the way the architecture looked. Did you think so, or you thought it was a house?
What she jumped out of?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a house.
Okay.
I mean, there are things that go on that late at night at this school. That she could have been at school. I don't know. But yeah, I assumed it was a house.
Okay. Scary. The people chasing her are hooded.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing hooded robes.
Yep. Very mysterious.
Kind of like a Porky Pig fire duck. I forgot that I had changed my text notification.
For me.
For you, whenever you text me to play that song. Yes. I was walking around Publix yesterday, and I guess I had my volume up, and it went off. I'm like, oh, I thought I turned it off.
I love it.
If you're new to the podcast, that's a reference back to a season one episode where Buffy had a quarterstaff and the monks get her.
Yep. And they know her name. And mm-hmm. I couldn't tell when they caught up with her. The look on her face, for a second, I thought she was laughing, but she wasn't. She was grimacing like she was scared. But I thought, oh, maybe she knows them and this is some weird, you know, hide and seek game they're playing. I don't know. It's like a weird sex thing. I don't know what's going on. You never know in this show.
That is true.
But no, she was scared. But they knew her name. Mm-hmm. And they said, we're whatever her name was, Carrie. Carrie?
So.
Cassie? Carrie? Whatever.
Oh, let's see.
We're just starting. And then that's it. And then opening.
Well, credits.
Credits. No Giles voiceover.
Not in that one.
In this episode.
You're right. Because that's normally the first line of
credits.
You're right.
Yeah.
Then we get Cordelia. Fake laughing in a sweater vest.
How terrifying is that? If you're conversing with this girl, man or woman, and she busts out with that crazy laugh, you're going to be like, holy cow.
I like how she does that over the top. Is that in the Puppet Show episode? Yes, remember when she was singing and it was so horrible?
Yes.
I'd like to meet her. She's actually at Pensacola this weekend.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Yeah, the con.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's go. Road trip.
Okay.
Okay.
I know you're going on that one in the summer. And
I am. I haven't even looked to see. I'm going to Dragon Con. I'm going to go to Tampa Bay Comic Con with my nephew, hopefully, which is just before, like the week before or weekend before Dragon Con.
Okay.
Surely there will be some Buffy people there. I'll have to look.
Well, there are. I mean, that's if I could tag her out.
Of course.
Tag along.
Of course.
Ooh, tag alongs are about the Girl Scout cookies.
All right. So then Buffy and Willow are talking about Angel.
Yeah, the dreams that Buffy was having.
Yes.
With surround sound.
Yes. And they're talking about how Buffy should just ask him for coffee or something.
It's the non-relationship drink of choice.
Yeah, it's not a date. It's a caffeinated beverage.
Do you go on a lot of
Sure, time? It's hot and bitter like a relationship.
Wait. Did they say that?
Yes, or, Willow says that.
Okay. I was like, that's really good. did you go on a lot of coffee dates?
I've been on some coffee dates.
Okay.
Like a first date.
Yeah, you know,
like a blind date, meet for coffee.
Yeah.
It's like very low pressure and doesn't take that long. And if you're hitting it off, you can go somewhere else.
Right.
You know, it's a good, it's good.
Good starter date.
Yeah. Okay. And then I notice Xander's outfit in this scene it's almost average.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a
Like a t-shirt with a
up,
button up
yeah, I
earlier.
mean, it's a lime button up, but you know, still. And Buffy is wearing a black bra underneath a very light lacy top.
Is that a 90s thing?
Yeah,
I thought it
I had a
was.
very similar outfit, but mine was like 5 years before that. I had like a very light cream silk top, and I used to wear a black bra under that, and then black biker shorts. Yeah. And oh, the top was like a bodysuit, so it kind of looked
Okay.
like it was
Yeah,
like a
yeah.
blousy tuck-in thing. And then the biker shorts, and then little ankle boots, black ankle boots with scrunched down
Well,
socks,
of course.
and a velvet hat.
Okay,
A velvet
sis.
hat that I still have, so I'll have to show you that sometime.
I just need to see you in the hat.
It was a cute outfit.
Perhaps if I come over this weekend for Butter Pop Tarts,
Oh,
you can break out the hat.
yes. Okay.
We get a little bit of verbal sparring between Xander and Cordelia. I always
Yes.
enjoy that.
Again, Cordelia. She flip-flops.
She does flip flop.
Sometimes she's nice, sometimes she's not.
Yeah.
Giles is giving Buffy a little gruff about being prepared. He feels like she's slacking because there's a lull.
Yeah, things are more normal in Los Para.
But she's fine.
She can handle
She
it.
yeah, he tried a little something with her and she gave him what for. It's all good.
Because she is the slayer.
And then so, but he says he's putting his foot down. She better come and train, and then she's outside, and 5 minutes after that, she's outside dawdling.
In her giraffe
Yeah,
pants.
in her giraffe pants.
Xander skipped three classes. That's a high. I mean, I know we've talked about skipping class previous
Yeah.
episodes. And three? I never would have skipped three in one
How does
day.
Principal Snyder not notice that? Where is Xander? He's hanging out in the lounge, that lounge area. What's he doing?
You get a free.
He's got three
Three
frees.
frees. It's a lot of frees. I just thought, I was like, wow, that's a lot. And then, again, bad Cordelia. Why did she just crash into Willow? Completely uncalled for. In her sweater vest.
Yeah.
And a car pulls up.
It squeals up.
It's yeah,
And then
it's
you're like,
Gaffney.
oh, here come the bad guys.
But you know it's not?
They're what?
It's not a Cadillac.
No, it's not a cad.
Sheila loves
It's
a
not a
cat.
cad. And so we meet the frat boy Richard.
Richard Anderson.
Richard Anderson, who I always look up now who is playing these people, and the guy's name is Greg Vaughn.
Yes, it is.
He's done all the hunky guy roles on TV. He's currently a Brady on Days of Our Lives, but he's also been on General Hospital, Young and the Restless, and he was in Children of the Corn 5.
They made five of
Oh,
them?
I think they've made more than that, but this one was direct to video.
Okay.
Children of the Corn 5, Children, Fields of Terror, which also starred Alexis Arquette and
Okay.
Eva Mendes, wife of Ryan Gosling.
I
Yeah, so Gary, go ahead.
so I did. I also looked up Greg Vaughn because I
Oh,
saw him. I'm like, I know
yes.
him.
Yeah, oh, you do.
So I know him from Charmed. He was in either the first or second season. He played Holly Marie Combs, who played Piper, had two love interests that season, and he was the next door neighbor.
Oh, okay. The
Yeah,
boy next door.
the hunky old
Hunky
next
boy
door.
next door. Yeah, he's definitely the hunky guy.
And I saw also he was Eric Brady from Days of Our
Yeah.
Lives. You know who also played Eric Brady?
No.
Jensen Ackles, who is
Oh,
on
Supernatural.
Supernatural.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Supernatural Brady connection.
In this show, he is a little hunky, but what a douche.
Yeah, he's a
El
jerk.
Douche.
Yeah. And I, of course, I always had to look up, all right, how old is this supposed college senior? He was 24 at the time it was filmed, so I'm okay with that. I can deal with that. It
All
is
right.
possibly
He's not
a
40.
college, yeah.
He's no pack.
The pack
The pack.
bullies.
Yeah, the pack bullies.
And we also meet
Yeah.
Tom Warner, who I wrote down, he's at least 35. He wasn't, he was 28. But he just, I mean, I want to say he looked old because, I mean, younger than I am
Well,
right now,
he
but.
had to look mature because he was the emotionally mature, nicer guy, right? Not as douchey. I immediately don't like Richard. He calls Buffy sweetheart. Ugh.
Demeaning.
Ugh.
Yes, Richard Anderson. Wasn't MacGyver played by Richard Dean Anderson?
He was.
Okay. I've heard Richard
Nice
Anderson.
callback.
It's just they rang a bell. Okay.
They want Buffy to come to their party. And then Cordelia wants Buffy to come to the party so she can go to the party too, of course. But
Tom Warner. He doesn't really like his current name. Dad was in it, his grandfather.
He's
was in it.
gotta do it.
That's
He's gotta do it. So you
what,
feel for him.
yeah.
He's a nice guy. And then not weird at all that Giles like shouts for Buffy across the quad.
Yeah.
Buffy.
Sorry, the librarian needs me.
Yes, exactly. Right? A little weird.
All the cards are out of the catalog.
So then she's Becca in the library with him, and he says, "I'm going to attack you." How many vampires or monsters do you think show up? And then when she's doing patrol, they're like, I'm going to attack you now.
He's flying over the table. Do you remember Tapper? It was an arcade game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they would swing down the pitcher of beer, root beer.
There was a root beer tapper version, too.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's how he went down that table. Like a root beer on tapper. He flew. I think it's funny when he tries to train her. She always just kicks
him out. I know. She doesn't need his training, but okay. So then she's patrolling the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Angel.
Yeah.
Angel's there for his 5-minute scene. But then, they're talking, and it's, a very weird flirtation. Very aggressive and a little violent. The way he's, grabs her and
mm-hmm.
kind of shaking her. And
then even her line of, "When you kiss me, I want to die."
Yeah.
I feel it's like they turn the volume up. We miss something. I mean,
you think?
Something that happened off screen.
Yeah, because... maybe. Yeah.
And then she just runs off after saying that. She's gone.
I don't know. But she also found a necklace.
Yes.
And it has blood on it. Mm-hmm. And he smelled that.
Yes.
That's how we knew.
And okay. Three letters.
Three letters. Then we're in the basement. A cave? What is that?
A crawl space. Let's go with that. It's combination basement cave.
That's a big crawl space.
Yes.
All right.
I had to fit Makita.
Makita. Who we serve. Delta Zeta Kappa. And then I was like, they were doing the initiation ritual or whatever, mm-hmm. and they're swearing their allegiance to Makita, and they're holding like a staff?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? A staff?
Yeah. Kind of like a scepter, but small.
Well, at first I thought it was like a branding thing. I was like, ooh, this is one of those weird hazing things. They're going to brand each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they did. I think they just lifted it up. I don't know.
Well, you said because one of, I think, I Greg Vaughn at the end, he has scars on his back. I don't know.
It's not Greg Vaughn. That's
the other guy.
The other guy, yeah. But yeah. So then I was like, oh, wow, this is some weird hazing stuff. And I was like, oh, 1996? There was some weird stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't see that much of that. We just know that there's something called Makita.
Makita.
Makita that we serve.
Back to school.
And Buffy's telling Xander and Willow about her date, right? She's telling them about her date to the frat party. That she's going to the frat party with the frat guy.
Yes.
And then Xander's response, this made me laugh. He said, oh, Buffy, I don't think so. But the way he said it was so Trixie Katya, oh, girlfriend, yes. I don't think so.
although there were some probably problematic points in this episode, there are a lot of little laughs that I had in here.
Yeah.
Cordelia is giving Buffy the rules of, how you handle yourself at the party. She also said that she respects Buffy too much to be dishonest.
Which I'm like,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. You go back for a second.
Sure.
When Buffy's talking to... Willow about the frat party, and Willow's like, there's a frat party, there's gonna be drinking and older guys and probably an orgy.
Yeah. And then Xander's like, what, orgy?
Yeah. All right, so yeah, do's and don'ts with Cordelia, and then Buffy and Cordelia skid into the party in Cordelia's car with the license plate that says Queen C. I love that. And then walk in. There's some generic rock music going on because it's a party. And then Richard is trying to ply them with liquor right off the bat. And Buffy's like, no, thank you.
My notes are just party, ew.
Party, ew. I do have... Oh, and then Cordelia wants to go see the giant 48-inch screen TVs. 48 inchers. Was that half the size of your TV right now?
I'm looking at my 75 inch. It was like under $500. That's so crazy.
I know.
It's changed.
But they have two of them. So, you know, it's a rockin' party.
That's a lot of it.
I have a good bit of trivia here for you.
Okay.
At least I think it is.
Okay.
So then we see Xander gets a drink. He sneaks in. He gets a drink. He's walking around. And there is a guy who's walking straight toward the camera. He's a pledge. He's got a tray of drinks.
Uh-huh.
And he's got on a Playboy Bunny corset or something and a bow tie and other thing was his pledge. That is Liam Kyle Sullivan, who is the guy who in 2006, 10 years after this, I guess, went on to make the viral video shoes. These shoes rule. These shoes suck. He dressed in drag as a character named Kelly. You have no idea? All right, pause this. How do you not know this?
Normally I know this
stuff.
Oh
my God.
So I can confirm I have never seen that.
My trivia is wasted on you.
Well, I'm sure someone will appreciate it.
I hope so.
I mean, I could see how that was viral. It just,
oh my gosh.
It was not a virus I thought.
It's so crazy. It's such a crazy thing. And it was such a big thing for one moment. One moment in time. Okay.
All right.
So anyway, we're at the party, and then Richard comes out, and he says something about his junk bonds. Like, even the most affluent frat boys, I don't think they're going to care about junk bonds.
No.
No.
Can I ask you a Xander question?
Of course.
He's talking to two girls.
Yes.
And he made, like, what was he holding?
Crab claws.
That's what they were so
they
tiny.
Were little crab claws.
Okay, I was like, at first I thought he was holding two joints. I'm like,
no crab claws. And those girls were entertained.
Oh, yeah.
And then the guys were like, who's this doofus? I'm like, what? Leave him alone. He's having a good time. The girls are having a good time. Poor Xander.
They're typical frat boys.
Yeah, I guess so.
Another question. Sorry. Yeah. Who wears a tie to a party? There's a guy wearing a tie.
Was he a pledge?
Well, he looked like, you know, 58. So.
He just got off his day job.
Or like, I did not doubt that early. Like, you go to the club, people wearing ties.
It's not comfortable. It's not comfortable.
No.
I had to wear a tie when I worked at the mall at the Santa stage taking photographs of the kids.
My first Florida job, and I was there 7 years. We had to wear ties. I mean, they relaxed it a little bit, I think. Like, Fridays you didn't have to, and then they changed it to Thursday, Friday.
And then there was a rebellion.
The boxer rebellion.
Yeah, they were like, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
There, even before that, I didn't know how to tie a tie.
Wow.
So when I came down from my interview, my husband pre-tied it for
me. Yeah, she needed to slip it over and...
Yeah, just tighten it
up.
But, you know, you do it a couple of times. Now it's muscle memory. You know, right? I probably haven't worn a tie and... I think when's the last wedding I went to? It's been
your
a while. I will you wear a tie for that. Yeah, it's been a while.
There you go.
But now I can just do it.
Yeah. I know. My first job I wore like business suits and stuff. My first job out of my first real job and pantyhose and heels. And I thought when I left that job, I was like, the next job I have, I will not have a requirement of wearing this crap. So not me.
what's the point of pantyhose? I'll get it.
They make your legs look nice.
Your legs look nice anyway.
Well, you know.
Just like even?
Even, yeah. Evenly colored. And also, you wear them that they help your shoes stay nicer inside your shoes. Don't get as stinky, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
From bare feet.
My husband was asking me this the other day. Remember when supermarkets used to have like that little section of the little things with pantyhose and like the little...
The eggs?
Yeah, the eggs.
They still do have a little section of pantyhose. It's just not eggs anymore.
Okay.
It's a little cardboard box. But they still do have that section.
Okay.
It's next to the nail polish.
I never go down that aisle in the supermarket.
It's all like compressed. The baby stuff aisle is there with the Q-tips and cotton balls, nail polish, and the pantyhose.
Mm.
This has been your lesson of Publix geography.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And the frat guys go after Xander. New pledge.
Yeah. Poor Xander.
Poor Xander.
And then they manage to convince Buffy that she needs... They convince her that she needs to be mature.
And mature means?
Drinking.
Exactly.
But then she says, forget it, I'm tired of being mature. And drinks. Weird.
Responsible would have been better than mature.
But I guess.
She's tired of being responsible. She saw a piece of broken glass outside. But then she notices the boarded up window.
Uh-huh.
And she just throws the glass. That's a hazard. You see down that. Yeah, to me, I assumed it was tequila. Just given the clearness of it.
Yeah, who knows?
And then we go to the library and Willow and Giles to play Wordle.
I put back at the library where, of course, is dim lighting.
It's after dark.
Learning about the missing girls. And Willow actually says the word gulp.
Did she?
Yes.
I missed that.
Gulp.
Is that when she figures out?
Yes.
Yeah.
They figure it out.
Kent, meeting Kent Prep. Oh, a school we've never heard about before.
Yeah.
Okay. Xander's dancing in drag.
Yep.
Poor guy.
Yep. But then the party's breaking up. They must have served the coffee. They're forcing Xander out the door. Party's over, jerk water.
Yeah, I was like
jerk water.
Jerk water. Is that what they? I had to go back and check. Like jerk water.
That's what they said.
That was like the. I don't know if his hair was very blonde or bald, but he's another one that like at least 37.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, maybe that was meat pie. He looked like a meat pie.
He did.
Could have been meat pie. Then we're back to the frat basement, and that's when you see the ritual scarring on, not Richard, the other guy.
But Buffy is drunk before that, isn't she?
Okay. Buffy goes upstairs. She's obviously drunk, we think, or drugged or something. Yeah. She's out of sorts, wobbly. Yeah. She goes up to some room with a perfectly made bed and lays down on the bed.
I mean, if you're drunk enough. And you're tired. I know, like, when I've been drinking and I get tired, I want a bed. I don't care who the bed is.
You're just going to wander in some house to some strange bed. No. I don't know. As a woman, no. That you call an Uber, you call a friend, and you exit.
Okay. Now, but
you don't
now,
just go lay in some random bed.
I agree.
All right. I guess.
No, I agree. If it's like a strange... I mean, like, if I'm at somebody's house that I know. If it was a stranger's house.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you're,
just.
You're at a frat house.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
A rager at a frat house, you're not going to go lay in some guy, obviously, some guy's bed.
Perfectly made.
Even though it's perfectly made up and very clean in there.
And then, so she passes out.
Yeah.
Camera pans over. Cordelia is also.
Yeah.
So, did they drag her there? Was she trying to make it on the bed?
she missed. She missed.
Then we're down.
We're down in the basement cave.
Crawl space
for the ritual scarring on Tom. Is that his name? Tom. Okay. But again, we don't know that much. There's more ritual stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're back in the library and Angel's there. He made his appearance. He's in there. And Willow says something about how he doesn't have a reflection. How do you shave?
Yeah. I rewound it a couple of times. Like, she's like peering at something behind them.
Yeah.
Like looking so attentive. Yeah. Like,
reflection.
Yeah, that made me laugh.
And then they're like, well, let's all go to the frat house. And Willow then unleashes her little bit of rage on them about how they're both idiots.
Yes.
I liked that.
Yeah. Spoke up and I'm glad.
Yeah, that was good.
Two things in that scene. One of them was that Buffy found the bracelet near the south wall. Therefore, it's the fraternity house. Like, there's nothing else on this by this south wall.
That's all that's...
I don't know that I would have...
Because it's on the south wall and then everywhere else is cemetery. Everywhere else in Sunnydale is cemetery.
Okay, fine.
All right.
While Willow's lashing out, she said, she's 16 going, Buffy, 16 going on 40. Which reminded me of a very funny movie, 13 going on 30.
Oh, such a good movie.
And then we go back to the frat house.
And we meet Makita.
So when Greg Vaughn was dropping the three rocks in the pit, one rock, I kept rewinding because it sounded like a dog training clicker. To me.
Oh,
and I'm like, is that how he's getting Makita out of the?
Come, Makita, come! Yes. Like, good boy.
Yeah, like click, click. That's how I treat my dogs. But no, he was dropping rocks.
So what are your thoughts on Makita and the special effects of Makita?
Were there special effects or was it just a costume?
There had to. He was levitating above on his tail, levitating above the
Yeah, I just thought
floor.
that was like, some ropes we couldn't see. I don't know that it was
Oh,
actually.
maybe.
I thought his costume looked better than other costumes we have seen. Although he had a pretty small mouth. Like, what?
I wrote that too. I was like, they're like, eat her, go ahead, feed. I'm like, how is he gonna feed? He like he could like
Nibble.
nibble. And then when he was attacking, he was kind of like
Hugging.
hugging.
Yes, he
And
hugged
I was like,
Cordelia.
this is the most affectionate monster.
Well, I think that would go to
Like,
like Elmore Grover. Most affectionate
all right,
monster.
okay, well,
But yes,
in this show anyway.
we had the same thoughts.
All right. And they find out, and so this is like a yearly thing on the 10th day of the 10th month. It's my grandmother's birthday.
I feel like that date actually means something to me too, but I
Yeah.
can't think of what
Okay.
it is.
So then we're in the big fight scene, both upstairs and downstairs. And I was laughing at Xander on that guy's back. He's like, that's for the makeup. That's for the bra. That's for the last 16 and a
16.
half years.
Yeah.
That did make me laugh.
He was beating up Tie Guy. Buffy slices and dices.
Yeah.
Makita is chopped in half.
Yeah.
And everybody meets back up.
Yeah.
Angel and them come down.
I wrote throughout all of this, Cordelia's satin dress remains unwrinkled, and there's not a run in Buffy's stockings. Perfect.
Pristine.
Pristine.
A laugh out loud moment was when Cordelia, like, you did it, you saved us, and hugged Angel.
Yes.
And then right after that, you guys, I just hate you guys.
Yes.
The
That is
weirdest
weird. The
things
weirdest things
happen.
happen.
And then the Bronze's coffee bar tonight.
Having some pastries and tea.
Cordelia, thanks, Jonathan.
Yeah. Who is Jonathan? Was he the kid under the bleachers?
The kid in the closet with Inka Mummy Girl. He
Oh,
was dressed like a like safari guy.
yeah. Okay.
Danny Strong.
Okay.
He brings over some coffee
Like
too,
yeah, Cordelia.
but it's not
It's
right.
not right.
Forgot the extra foam.
Yeah. Oh.
Did you ever see that scene from Scream Queens where, what is her name?
Emma, not Emma Stone.
Emma
Emma
Roberts.
Roberts.
She's ordering a coffee and she's like, I want a no foam latte at 210 degrees with no foam. Oh, she says no foam like 12 times.
I'm sure I saw it because I did watch that show.
That's what I thought of when I heard, but Cordelia wanted the extra foam.
I went to the Bucks today to get some coffee for my husband because he was feeling very tired and sleepy.
Yeah.
And I just order off the menu. I'm like, whatever, mocha, nah, whatever. And then as I was at the window waiting for my order, I was listening to them taking the order of the person behind me. And it was a very complicated order like that. I was like, how do people learn these things? These really crazy, crazy coffee orders. They're like, and I want a separate cup and put the foam in that one.
It's not fair to the people at Starbucks. I feel
You
bad
know, I
for
mean,
people at
that's the
Starbucks.
thing at Starbucks is their, customization and
Yeah,
their baristas, so they should be able to do all of that tricky stuff. But still, people are nuts.
well, given my anxiety,
Yeah.
like if I need to order something a little bit unusual,
Do you rehearse it?
well,
Do you
I'll
rehearse
only
it?
order through the app, like where you can custom. I'm not saying like because I'm gonna forget something and then I'm gonna stammer and then I just had to walk out.
If I go to the drive-thru, I have to rehearse it before I get up there.
Oh, I don't go through the
You
drive-thru.
don't know. Too
It
much.
is
Too much stress.
well, it's not even the stress,
Oh.
but like the Starbucks up here by me, any time of day the drive-thru line is
Oh,
insane.
yeah.
So I get a little satisfaction in parking my car,
Oh,
walking in,
same.
getting my drink, walking out,
Yes,
and the drive-thru line hasn't
it's the
moved.
same car.
Well,
Yes.
and now the one by me in that pickup counter, they actually have like little areas with like little plaques with letters of the
Yeah, they
alphabet. So
just added
like
that at the
A
window
through
too.
G,
Yes.
E through M.
Yes.
So you're not, I don't like having to pick through everybody's drink, but I need to find my
And
name.
I do have a suggestion for the baristas at Starbucks. It would be so much nicer if you would turn so the label is facing out, so
Ouch.
I don't have to turn everybody's cup to
Yeah.
find my cup.
I agree with you on
You
that.
know, that's a minor thing, but since they go through the trouble of making those little alphabetized areas, that would be an extra step.
Even like my go-to, which is like a non-fat either vanilla or hazelnut latte, with two pumps, I feel is too much to ask for.
That's a lot.
I would go beyond that because some of them are crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's funny.
So Jonathan forgot the foam.
Yeah.
And then we pan over to Xander, Willow, and Buffy. Xander's reading the newspaper. All of them have been sentenced to consecutive life sentences. That is a fast trial.
And already, like, corporation CEOs are jumping out of windows and getting raided by the FBI. And, man, yeah, that's fast. If only things moved that quickly in real life.
Especially certain trials.
Yes.
Buffy's hair is very curly.
I gotta say, I'm not a fan of Buffy's hair in this episode.
It all seemed shorter. And then, I don't think it was that curly the whole episode.
Like, yeah, it was, like, curled up or something. I don't know. Like, she had little flips.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Trying something new, I guess.
Xander says, Angel, Angel, Angel. Does every conversation have to come around to that freak? Then Angel walks out.
Oh, hey, man.
How you doing?
Oh, hey, man.
have you ever had a moment like that where you're talking about someone and the person is...
Oh, I'm sure I have.
I was thinking of
mortifying.
A time because I wanted to make sure I asked you about that. But the junior year of college, probably 25 years ago this week, actually, had just started a new course, clinical chemistry, and it was 3 hours. And like the first hour and a half, they're going on about how to make distilled, the professor's going about how to make distilled water.
Oh.
And it was very, very dry, which is ironic.
The water was, yes.
And we got a break, and there was, I think it was a Starbucks in like by our lecture hall. So I go with two friends, we're in line, and I just turn to them like, this class is horrible. And she just like gives me a look. I turn around, the professor literally behind me. Not like a few new right behind me.
Did he acknowledge you?
No.
No?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah. And then that was it, right? College exams.
That's it. That. Oh, and then Angel's like, maybe we can get coffee sometime.
Yeah.
Sometime. And then she walks away and there's some lyrics that are probably pertinent to our doing what she did.
Right. And we're done.
That's it.
Yeah, Reptile Boy.
Yes.
I'm good not seeing this one again.
Yeah. Stakes?
1¾.
Oh, wow. I think that's the lowest rating you've given so far. Is that lower than the pack?
I feel like I gave more. I don't think I've ever given it a 1 point something.
No.
Or.
Wow.
I feel that it did nothing to further the season's plot along. Mm-hmm. There's no, there's no Spike. There's no Jane Calendar.
Well, it kind of moved Angel and Buffy's along a little.
I'll give you that.
That they're going to try and
see
how it goes. But other than that, no. I was going to give it 2.
Well, then, the drugging, chaining
up. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I'd be good. I feel like this is one of the ones that I, watched once in the late 90s and probably have not watched it since.
Okay.
I mean, I remembered the plot somewhat, but yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite line? I had a couple on this one.
For me, I think I liked Here I Stand in All My Adultishness.
Yes.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
And then just Cordelia's at the end. You guys... I just hate you guys.
That was kind of funny. That was kind of funny. Mine would be the, Buffy, I don't think so. Xander saying, I don't think so, girlfriend. And then the coffee discussion where Willow says coffee is bitter like a relationship, hot and bitter like a relationship. That's kind of funny.
Didn't remember hearing it, but I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Cool.
Well, that's it. I guess we'll wrap up and say, please give us a review or feedback if your platform allows for it. Visit us on our socials, which are
Instagram, Facebook, Reels, YouTube, all
Discord.
The Sunny Deal Diaries for all of them. If you need a link to the Discord server, we've got a few more people join. Thank you. The link is towards the top of our website. There's a little button that you can click to get an invite to the Discord server.
Our website being?
TheSunnydaleDiaries.com.
If you have any questions or suggestions for the podcast, you can email us at?
TheSunnydaleDiaries@gmail.com.
That's right. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
Please. Good and bad.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We strive for feedback.
I did find the recipe for a slow gin fizz.
Okay.
It is 1.5 ounces of sloe gin, 1 ounce of lemon juice, 3/4 ounce simple syrup, some club soda for the fizz, garnish with a lemon wedge and a cherry.
That sounds sweet.
Maybe we'll have to try it.
With the
but then we'd be stuck with a whole bottle of sloe gin. I don't know what else you do with sloe gin besides the sloe gin fizz.
I'm sure we can find
things. We'll just have a lot of people over and it'll be a sloe gin fizz party.
Sloe gin fizz butter pop tart party.
Everybody gets, oh man. Ooh, there's going to be vomiting.
We will see you next week for Halloween.
Yeah.
Drink responsibly.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.